Hi, and welcome to the May 17th, 2024 edition of Real Health for Real Living. Today's topic is entitled, What We Think is a Foe May Be a Friend. Let's get started. My wife and I were getting our house ready for a family picnic in June. That meant going to our favorite big box home improvement store and picking up over 60 bags of mulch. Having a small crossover SUV, it took four trips, but we made it. With each trip, we unloaded it into the garage in a huge stack. Then we had unloaded from the garage and dragged it in my little red wagon to deliver to the various parts of the property. We work well together as a team. We learned that we could load five bags of mulch on our wagon. I asked my wife to steer while I pushed from the back. Think of it like rear-wheel drive. I would unload the bags, open them, and pour out the mulch. My wife raked it so smooth. We were doing fine until she jumped. There was a black snake trying to go under the bush where we were working and making his way into our garage. We managed to divert him with mothballs. We were now hypersensitive that he was lurking somewhere on the property, waiting to pounce on us and eat us as if he were a piranha snake. I checked the property and couldn't find him. Well, I moved to the other side of the house. That rascal moved completely around the house and found a spot between a pile of fresh mulch and dirt. Again, more mothballs come out and eventually moved to my neighbor's property. I reminded myself that black snakes were not my enemy. In fact, if you have a black snake on your property, be grateful. They eat copperheads, which are poisonous. Black snakes are not. They also eat mice and other critters. But for whatever reason, my wife and I reacted to that snake. We saw it, and it was automatically our enemy. In the past, I probably would have taken a shovel and killed it. But I've learned that what looks like my foe is actually my friend. Who else might be our foe? Maybe that person in your life who's trying to speak the truth to you about what you are doing. You're not comfortable with the words they are saying. It is hitting too close to home. And rather than receive their words of gratitude because it came from a good place, we disconnect from the person and label them crazy. I've seen that happen when someone is dating a person. Friends and family question you why you are dating that person. There are problems such as how they speak to you, the disrespect they show your parents, having no shared values. There's a scripture that talks about believers should not be unequally yoked with unbelievers. In college, this was a big topic, and I remember one person being adamant about this since she met this guy who was not a Christian. I tried talking to her, but it was of no avail. We didn't talk after that. There was another situation where I confronted someone about the person they were dating. I saw systemic issues. They shut me out of their life for about 3 years. There is a scripture verse that says, whoever rebukes a person will in the end gain favor rather than one who has a flattering tongue. That snake was really my friend. I just don't like snakes. The person who points out concerns but comes from a good place in her heart is not my foe. They are my friend. Well, I'll be back in 2 weeks. Until then, live well, my friend. If you or someone you love struggles with addiction, help is available. Go to charlotterescuemission.org.